What do you think about when you think about meditation? Well, you may get the image of somebody sitting in a room that's sort of dark, maybe with their eyes closed in some sort of special posture, maybe on the floor. Maybe there's some incense or some music going on. Now, it's true that some people practice meditation in that kind of environment, but it's not required. You can practice meditation anywhere. What I think about when I think about meditation is that meditation is a series of skills that are developed by systematic practice. The special postures or special environments that some people use in order to learn meditation are just a way of simplifying things to make it easier to acquire that skill set. So, what are these basic skills? Well, one involves concentration, and we'll be talking about that in detail. Another is relaxation, which can be understood at many levels. With concentration and relaxation, new understandings can arise. One aspect of that understanding has to do with the basic energy nature of all experience. Finally, there is the ability to be loving to other beings, independent of conditions and circumstances, a kind of unconditional love ability. This is also an important aspect of meditation because it brings the meditation out from being a personal, internal endeavor into something that influences and betters the environment around you. So these are some of the basic skills and abilities that you will learn when you meditate. So why should you learn these skills? Well, most people would like to have a little bit of peace in their life. And certainly one of the effects of meditation is to bring that about. We'd also like to be able to be fully focused in each of our life activities, and meditation will achieve that. From time to time, every human being is faced with some physical discomfort from illness or injury. Usually this turns into suffering. With meditation skills, we can experience the pain in a way that it doesn't become a problem. But we're not just subject to physical discomforts in this world. We're subject to anger, fear, sadness, embarrassment, restlessness. These are emotional discomforts. Uncomfortable emotions are part of nature. With meditative skills, you can experience them in a way that they don't turn into suffering. You deal with them with the same skills that you deal with the physical discomfort. Of course, in this world, we don't just have unpleasant sensations. There's also physical and emotional pleasures. Well, it turns out that with concentration, relaxation, we can experience even little pleasures in a way that gives us immense fulfillment. So to reduce suffering, to elevate fulfillment, to have some peacefulness in our life, to have concentration, these are some of the reasons that we practice meditation. Beyond that, there is the spiritual dimension. All over the world, meditation is the main vehicle for deepening one's spiritual life. People have different beliefs. They have different spiritual paths. There are different religions in the world. There are different philosophies. I compare these to software, different kinds of computer programs, different ideas that people have about the spiritual nature of things. Meditation is not another piece of software that competes with existing religions like Christianity or Judaism. Meditation is hardware. It's something that you can use to implement whatever your particular philosophy or religion may be, to implement it at a vastly deeper level than you would have ever thought possible. And one more reason. From time to time, we are all subject to behaviors that we would like to change. It turns out that the meditative skills will allow you to take negative urges, such as inappropriate eating, substance abuse, any kind of behavior that is destructive to life. Meditation skills allow you to deconstruct, to break down those negative urges into their elements and to dissolve them so that there can be an actual change in objective behavior. So many times people think about meditation as being something wholly subjective. Perhaps they think about it as a sort of escape into a subjective world. But when you understand the true nature of meditation, you understand that it is a building of skills that allows you to actually improve your personal objective behaviors, and also to be of better service in the objective world, to make the world around you a better place to live.